Seeds of violence sown long ago may have led to the shootout at the Bethel High School that took the lives of a student and principal. Evan Ramsey's rampage was eerily similar to the one staged by his father almost a decade earlier at the Anchorage Times newspaper. Tonight, in our week-long look at the Ramsey family history, we look at the connection between father and son. But first, a warning. The story and language are explicit and may be disturbing to some. Rhonda McBride reports.
Don Ramsey lives in a small midtown Anchorage apartment, surviving on a patchwork of veterans' benefits, Social Security, and welfare. In prison, he was in a wheelchair. Since then, open-heart surgery has helped him walk again, but the one-time cab driver says he's still too sick to work. His youngest son, William, who is 14, now lives with him. His oldest boy, John, who is 20, is serving time at an Anchorage halfway house for armed robbery. Ramsey's wife, Carolyn, lives in a small apartment across town where she is struggling to maintain her sobriety and raise a boy fathered by another man while Ramsey did time. That child is also named William and has fetal alcohol syndrome. Ramsey hopes to reconcile with his wife but says she is frightened of him. So for the most part, he structures his days around phone calls from his son, Evan, who is at the Cook Inlet pretrial facility, waiting to be transferred to a prison where he can serve out his sentence for the Bethel killings. At 18, Evan is only beginning to realize what's in store.
Eat the same rubbery food that never changes.
Yeah, it's the same old, same old.
Deal with the same inmates.
Yeah. And in 2 years' time, you've probably seen some of those guys. They're seasonal. They're like Thanksgiving or Christmas. As soon as the snow hits the ground, here they come.
The two talk as if they've been close to each other all their lives. While most fathers teach their sons about changing oil and flat tires, Ramsey uses these nightly talks to teach his son about doing time. The younger Ramsey has already had some problems adjusting. He was separated from other prisoners after he struck an inmate with a sock filled with batteries. On this night, the two work at keeping the conversation light.
I'm eating and eating and eating, and some of my potato falls off of the bread.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying it. Go to pick it up. There's a squiggly little hair sticking up out of it.
Say, bon appetit.
In contrast to his son's dark hair and eyes and slight build, Don Ramsey is white-haired, short, and stocky. He looks like the actor Wilford Brimley and talks with the same no-nonsense, eat-your-oatmeal-because-it's-good-for-you style, but Ramsey's world is not such wholesome fare.
Well, you have to understand something about me. You hear me laughing with my kid there, how easy we laugh together. Well, I can get violent with somebody just as easy as I can laugh at them.
Ramsey says he understands his son's frame of mind 2 years ago when he roamed the high school hallways with a gun, oblivious to the screams and the smell of gun smoke.
That's tunnel vision. It's like having a set of blinders on. You can't see anything except just what's ahead of you. People coming at you from the sides and stuff like that. And Evan had tunnel vision when he was in that school.
Don Ramsey did not kill anyone when he stormed the Anchorage Times office with an assault rifle, smoke grenades, and firecrackers. He held newspaper publisher Bob Atwood hostage for several minutes before Atwood and his daughter Elaine wrestled him to the floor.
I got pushed beyond the point of controllable anger. When Elaine Atwood saw that handgun and started screaming, "No, Daddy, no," that brought me around. Because he's protecting his kids just like I am mine.
But when Ramsey was sent to prison, he was unable to protect his children. Neither could his wife, who lost herself in booze and abusive boyfriends. The Ramsey boys fended for themselves and didn't adjust well to native life in rural Alaska, where they bounced from 10 different foster homes within a 3-year period. Ramsey blames the politicians he feuded with for pushing him over the edge. He claims Republicans courted him after he launched a recall campaign against Tony Knowles, who was then mayor of Anchorage. He says the Republicans turned on him when he wouldn't bend to their will and torched his apartment. The thick document Ramsey filed with the Alaska Public Offices Commission making these accusations was written off as the ravings of a nutcase. And investigators say the apartment fire was accidental, although Ramsey's wife, Carolyn, says the family had been getting threatening phone calls.
There was one time I picked up the phone. My husband was sleeping, and I answered, and then just some person in the background told us to get out of town or we'll kill you, you know, and that kind of scared me.
After the fire, Ramsey placed an ad in the Anchorage Times attacking those he believed were persecuting him. When the Times dumped the ad, Ramsey said he simply snapped and believes the same thing happened to his son.
Does he have my temper? That would be like asking you if he has your temper. How much beating can you take before you snap? How much abuse? You ever had anybody piss in your mouth? Well, my kid has.
Edie Bailey, who was a foster mother for Evan's older brother, says she believes the boy suffered abuse in some of the foster homes they were placed in and blames a system that was simply overwhelmed.
You can always look back and think, well, you know, if we'd done this, maybe it would be different. But, you know, you never can say. And I know that the people who were involved were very interested and very caring about what would happen, and they spent time trying to figure out what the best thing was.
But for the Ramsey boys, that was difficult to do. One December 11 years ago, Carolyn Ramsey disappeared from a village near Bethel, leaving the boys in a home with no heat and no one to care for them. That was when Evan was 7. His aunt called the state to take temporary custody. The following June, Carolyn's attorney was in court asking the judge to return custody.
Well, I suggest to you, it's not 22 below zero out anymore, that there is no imminent physical harm, and that the children should be placed back with the mother immediately.
This until the winter comes again, Miss Eggie, and then the temperature drops?
That's an issue to be addressed at the adjudication.
After sobering up, Carolyn and her children would be reunited, only to be separated again after relapses. Her husband, Don, says he wanted to help, but his combativeness clearly worked against him. A prison hunger strike and jailhouse lawyer tactics marginalized him in the system's eyes as a kook.
And what I mean by that comment, sir, is if I wanted to see Mickey Mouse, I'd take my boys to Disneyland.
Now, are you in, Mr. Ramsey? Mr. Ramsey?
Yes, sir.
I know that it's customary to try to say clever things so that you can tell your friends the wonderful things that you told the judge and so on and so forth, but do you intend that Mickey Mouse comment to reflect on this court?
Ramsey says the state violated his rights as a parent when it failed to keep him informed about what was going on with his children.
Evan told me the other night that if we'd have been able to interact more while I was in prison, he don't know what would have happened. That was part of his problem, that I was a shadow figure to him.
10 days before Ramsey's son took a gun to school, Ramsey telephoned Evan to tell him that he had been released from jail. It was the first contact that the two had had in years. Despite the similarities of the crimes, both father and son say there's no direct link.
He's a fat old white guy with a shaved head.
I'm a Santa Claus, okay?
He's a federal white man in a wheelchair. That's all I knew about was doing a bunch of time. He had no influence whatsoever.
Evan says he learned the details about his father's shootout from newspaper stories written after the Bethel shootings. The older Ramsey says he knows people want to blame him for his son's actions, but says everyone really needs to look at the whole picture.
Get somebody and find out what caused it. Because if you don't find out what caused it, it's going to happen again and again and again and again.
Rhonda McBride, APRN, Anchorage.